And we're back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. The Department of Agriculture saying that over 1,000 counties in 26 states are natural disaster areas due to drought conditions, while Michigan is not one of the primary areas affected. Hot and dry weather is having a detrimental effect on a key cash crop here in the state. To talk about just how bad things are getting, I'm joined by Jim Zook. He's the executive director of Michigan Corn. Jim, thank you very much for joining us on WILS this evening.
It's my pleasure to be with you today.
Now, first tell me, how many Michigan corn growers does your organization represent?
We represent about 16,000 corn growers in the state of Michigan. Those corn growers range all the way from the state borders all the way up through the UP of Michigan.
Well, 16,000 corn growers. How big is the farm of a typical Michigan corn grower, and what is the average income that a corn farmer makes in a given year?
The average corn farmer is somewhere around that 400 to 500 acres. They typically do, there are some full-time farmers and then a number of part-time farmers as well. And that average income does vary from farm to farm based on what other enterprises that they have on their farming operation.
So at this point in time, how far along are we in the corn growing season? And is it clear how the harvest is going to be affected by the weather that we've been seeing?
We are actually running ahead of schedule with the a number of growing degree days, which is a measure of the heat that we've received during this growing crop. We are at the most critical point of the corn growing period, as this is the pollination and seed development stage. During this stage of the corn growth, the corn does consume from now until the next 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, that will consume 50% of the amount of water that it needs for the growing season. On average, the corn crop does need equivalent to about 22 inches of rain on a per acre basis in order to get to full maturity.
So is the problem not necessarily the heat, it's just now the issue of not enough moisture?
The main issue is the lack of moisture. The extreme heat that we had up the last week, where it reached 100, does have an effect as well on it. One of the things that the corn plant does for its own survival is that when it does get above 80 degrees Fahrenheit, the corn plant will start to shut down its normal growth patterns in order to conserve itself and preserve itself for future needs.
I'm talking to Jim Zook. He's the executive director of Michigan Corn, representing the state's corn growers. You know, most of us, Jim, are aware of the heat, but we don't monitor the amount of rain very closely. Is it clear just how little rain we've had so far, and is there any sense of how much rain we're going to see in the next month or so?
Well, you know, if I had all of those answers, that I could probably gamble that in Vegas and make a lot of money. So knowing what the rain is going to be in the near future is unknown to everybody. We monitor that on a daily basis, and we're just hopeful that that there will be some additional rain to come and give us some reprieve from the drought that we're having. But we are running behind schedule for the amount of rain and moisture up to this point. We are at this level about a 25% to 50% deficit. Now, I will also comment that not all areas of the state are affected equally, that we've actually had reports that people within 2 miles away from each other have seen a difference in rainfalls of recent over a couple inches.
Aren't there ways, though, for farmers to irrigate their fields when the rain is lacking?
There are some producers that, as a part of their overall plan and their overall production risk mitigation plan, they have installed irrigation on their farms. Not all farms, and majority of the farms are non-irrigated. But it's my understanding that those that have been using the irrigation have been using that for well over a month now in order to try and just save that crop. you will typically see those irrigators in the light, what we call the lighter type soils. Those are going to be soils that are going to have a high sand content.
Now, what does it mean then if we don't get enough rain in the next several weeks and months? Will it just mean the corn crop will be smaller, will not be as robust as it would typically be?
It will mean that basically the ears will be smaller, that the weight of the corn will be less as well. There'll be some of those ears that will possibly not even develop at all, and that a number of kernels will not grow to maturity. So it is very critical these next few weeks that we do have some moisture come in order for that ear to develop.
As of right now, is this shaping up to be the worst year for Michigan corn growers in recent history?
Well, we all typically go back to the year of 1988 as a means to measure what droughts we are. We don't believe it will be as severe. But again, that's because we're hopeful that we will be receiving rain in the next few weeks. We really won't know the total effects of this for a few weeks as to the severity that we're in right now.
Is the government indicating that it will be stepping in to help corn growers if the crop fails to be in the normal range?
I do believe that there are some discussions as far as some loan guarantees and items of that nature. You know, farmers do have the option to help on their financial risk with the purchase of crop insurance, which does allow for reduction in revenues if the county as a whole. And there's a number of different programs that a producer can go ahead and purchase. So it is up to each individual person with that regards, but that's part of the designation that you've recently talked about with the disaster funds that would be available, and those are typically in some low-interest guarantee-type loans.
Do most of Michigan's 16,000 corn growers, in fact, have this crop insurance?
I am not aware of those stats at this point as to what percentage of those growers do have that crop insurance. I do know that there are a significant number that do, and I do believe that as a part of some of the farm programs, they have to have some basic minimum coverage as well.
Finally, what is the annual revenue generated here in Michigan from the growth of corn? And also, give me a sense of just how much of a loss was taken there back in 1988.
Obviously, it's hard to compare the dollar losses from 1988 to 2012 because of the variation that we have in all of our pricing that's out there. But the corn crop itself is, to the state of Michigan, it has a value of over $2 billion. And those are direct dollars that go into the sale of corn, and it does not include the value added that we put on that bushel of corn by processing it through the ethanol industry and also through the animal agriculture that we have in the state.
I see. So you're saying that we could very easily lose hundreds of millions of dollars here if the weather doesn't cooperate and if we don't get enough rain in the next couple of weeks?
Basically, if we have a 20% reduction, we very easily could lose close to $500 million of value to the corn crop in the state of Michigan.
And in the really key time period then is really the next 2 weeks, essentially.
Really, the key time frame is going to be from now through the mid to end of August. And we'll need rain fairly constant during that period of time in order to, one, make up the deficits that we have, and two, to fully have the corn crop meet its potential where it's at today.
And we'll certainly see what happens with the weather. So far, though, it's been very hot and dry. Jim Zook, the executive director of Michigan Corn, representing 16,000 Michigan corn growers. Jim, thanks for joining us on WILS.
It has been my pleasure, and thank you.
And we're coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. You're listening to 1320 WILS.